NYC Mayor Eric Adams tests positive for the coronavirus. By Paul Bois on April 10, 2022. New York City Mayor Eric Adams tested positive for the coronavirus on Sunday, just 3 weeks after refusing to rehire unvaccinated city workers who refused to comply with his vaccine mandate. In a statement, Adams' press secretary Fabian Levy said the mayor woke up on Sunday with a raspy voice and tested himself for the virus out of an abundance of caution. At this time, the mayor has no other symptoms, but he is already isolating and will be canceling all public events for the remainder of the week, Levy said in a statement. He is also going to immediately begin taking the antiviral medications offered for free to New York City residents and encourages all New Yorkers eligible for these medications to take them as well. Adams attended the 51st Annual Legislative Conference for the New York State Association of Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic and Asian legislators this weekend, a crowded, indoor event where few people were masked, according to Politico. Adams was also among attendees at the Gridiron Club dinner on April 2, where at least 67 guests tested positive, according to new figures from the organizers of the dinner, noted Politico. Adams got tested after the Gridiron event and the results came up negative, his spokesperson said Wednesday. Members of the Biden administration, congressional lawmakers and reporters were among those who tested positive. Guests were required to provide a proof of vaccination before going to the event but did not have to show negative COVID-19 test results, it added. While the majority of the employees who worked the event were wearing masks, the majority of the attendees were not wearing masks. Adams' positive test comes 1 month after he removed the mask mandate in schools for children 5 and older and several weeks after he lifted the private sector vaccine mandate for athletes and entertainers. When asked if he would rehire unvaccinated city workers who were fired in the wake of the vaccine mandate implemented by former Mayor Bill de Blasio and continued by him, Adams said he had no plans to rehire them in the future. Just last week, Adams began peppering 5 Florida markets with digital ads welcoming residents to move to New York and flee of the anti-groomer bill that prevents schools from teaching kindergarteners about sexuality, what the radical left has dubbed the Don't Say Gay Bill. "We have a message for Florida's LGBTQ+ community. Come to a city where you can be you," he announced.